This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado-based Army troops are returning to Iraq. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The 1st Stryker Brigade Combat Team of the 4th Infantry Division at Fort Carson is likely best known for finding the underground hideout of Saddam Hussein south of the Iraqi town of Tikrit in 2003. Now the team is heading back to the Middle East to assist forces in an operation fighting ISIS, which has been underway since 2014. The deployment comes as the U.S. mission in Afghanistan is scheduled to end by September. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Denver Zoo will start vaccinating some of its animals against COVID-19. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Starting with large cats and primates, the Denver Zoo will use its first 20 doses of an experimental COVID-19 animal vaccine to protect animals at the zoo, says veterinarian Scott Larson.
We have animals that we have very small numbers of them. Individuals getting sick or dying can have a really profound impact on the population.
The vaccine is not recommended for house pets yet, but that may change. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Health insurance plans in Colorado would need to provide mental health checks for customers at no cost, similar to annual wellness checks. Governor Polis signed that bill into law Tuesday. Colorado would need a federal waiver to include mental health as a mandatory service. Another new law says law enforcement cannot instruct an EMT to use the sedative ketamine on someone simply because they are resisting arrest, and restricts the use of ketamine in cases of excited delirium. That's a controversial diagnosis primarily used to describe people who have become overly agitated while interacting with police. Sunny and hot across Colorado today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.